There it goes. I used to go to them regularly, but I haven't been to a football game since, I don't know when.
They had some awful crowds, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Well, we're having a pretty good turnout this year on advance ticket sales. Well, let's see, we were talking about...
In case you'd want to go now, would you have to buy tickets or would you be...
Oh, no, I have to buy my tickets.
Oh, they all buy their tickets,
do
they?
Uh-huh.
I see.
The students pay for theirs, too.
Do they?
That's right in their registration.
Yeah, I see. Is that right on to it?
Uh-huh. Some schools, they don't do that. Some schools, it's extra. And there, of course, students complain because they have to buy their own tickets, and they feel that where you have an option, or where you don't have an option, it's a gift.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, let's see. If a fellow is engaged to a girl, then he is called her...
He'd be called her beau, and her sweetheart.
Uh-huh. And if a fellow asks a girl to marry him, and she says no, then you'd say that that girl...
Turned him down.
Well, they go to the church and they go through the ceremony, and you say then, after the preacher has pronounced them man and wife, they are...
Man and wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They've been...
Married.
Uh-huh. And at the wedding, they'll have... what do you call the fellow who carries the ring for the bridegroom?
I see, that's the best man.
Uh-huh. And the girl who carries, or who goes and stands up with the bride?
Oh, I see.
Was it the custom here to have a serenade for the bride and groom?
He used to. He'd have chivalries, used to. Yeah.
Were they lots of fun?
Oh, yeah. He used to, when that coal stoves, wood stoves, the boys get up and smoke them out. They'd put something on top of it. On top of the chimney.
What a dirty trick.
And lots of times they have to treat them yet, you know.
Uh-huh.
They do that yet. Serenade
them. I remember a friend got married and we went out and jacked up one wheel of his car.
Mm-hmm.
We waited. He left the church and he went back to his wife's parents' house. My goodness, they stayed till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So we went out and we jacked up one wheel of the car. Yeah. And of course, when one wheel is off the ground, the power all goes to that wheel. And it was only up about that far, and he couldn't see it. He didn't know what was the matter with his car, so they had to spend their wedding night with her folks. We thought this was very funny.
Yeah, some funny customs, don't they?
Yeah. What sort of social events did you have here when you were growing up?
Well, we just have dances and parties and games of that kind, you know, skip and loo and square dance.
Was there any special celebration that was especially big or especially important?
No, not only 4th of July and something like that. Oh, we used to have roller skates when I was a boy, too.
They're funner.
Yeah, skating them. Maybe be an elevator someplace.
Oh, in a grain elevator?
Hmm?
In a grain elevator?
Well, it'd be where they'd store the feed, you know, and they'd have a long feed room off the elevator, mm-hmm. and they'd just move the grain over one side, and it'd be long, you know. It wouldn't be an elevator itself, just an annex.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you have any special term for a big social affair?
No, only just we just called them parties. Where the young people's out, we just called them parties.
Mm-hmm. The big event in I'll step up.
Hello? The big forum in the bank, skate on ice when it would freeze, you know. We'd have more enjoyment happening than anything else.
That's pleasant. If you know how to skate and if your ankles are good and strong.
Yeah, that's right. That skating is pretty nice.